Welcome, this is Sonia Riccardi, and this is Manifesting Money Masterclass, module number 3. In this module, we will be talking about two things that will help you manifest money into your life. And I can assure you, there are probably two things you have never thought of before. But they are important. It's interesting because normally when we're trying to manifest money into our lives, we're trying to figure out ways to do it. You know, should I write a book? Should I get a second job? Should I start my own business or whatever? Which, by the way, we will be discussing in the next couple of modules. But this module is really about two things that will help you manifest money if you follow them. And the first one is a law. It's a law, okay? And this law is the law of giving and receiving. That's right, the law of giving and receiving. Now, you're probably wondering, okay, how am I going to manifest money by giving? I'm not really sure I understand that. Okay, well, just so you know, when you give, the more you give, the more you receive. I know that sounds weird, but the more you give, the more you receive. And this works all the time. Now, often when we're going through difficult financial times, actually, anytime we're going through any, you know, not even financial times, any times, anytime we're going through anything difficult, it's often hard to think about others and helping others because we're trying to help ourselves and trying to get through our own stuff. But what I'm saying here, it's time to step outside of that. Step outside of yourself and go out there and help others. And I'll tell you why. First of all, it's the right thing to do. But second of all, you'll notice that the more you start going out of your way to helping people, going out of your way to give to other people, you will start noticing that a lot of great things start manifesting in your own life. So for instance, you know, for me, I remember once there was a time when I was completely broke, as you know, and I was in serious debt, and I had a really good friend of mine that had called me and told me she was in having some serious financial difficulty. And she told me she didn't have money to eat, not even to eat. Can you imagine? And she had something like $5 in her pocket, and that's about it. Now, at the time, I was six figures in debt. And I was in much more debt than she was. But at least I had a fridge that was full of food. And I wasn't in any position to be giving money away to anybody because I owed so much. And any money I spent was borrowed money, whether it was through a credit card, a credit line, borrowed from someone. But I knew I had food in my fridge, whereas my friend did not. And so I went out of my way and I gave her $200. I think I PayPal'd it to her. She didn't ask for money. We're, you know, good friends. And she was just telling me about her situation. And it was interesting because, you know, at that time, $200 was like $1 million to me. But, you know, it came from such a pure place because I had so much gratitude with everything I had in my life. Yeah, I had financial difficulty, but there were a lot of really great things in my life. I also know that, you know, I'm in a position, I've always been in a position where I have loving family, where, you know, if I needed to go ask for $200, they would give it to me. And where she wasn't in that position. So I sent her $200. And what's amazing is that when you give, and I just want to mention, you have to give from a pure place. and I'll explain what that means. But when you give from such a pure place of just wanting to help another person, you're elevating your vibration because it feels really good. And you're putting it out to the universe. This law of giving and receiving, it's phenomenal how it works because I gave $200 and then within a couple of days, I started getting all this money coming to me. And what's really amazing is this, is it has to come from a pure place. You can't go, well, you know what, I'm going to donate money to my favorite charity, let's say $1,000, and then I'm going to hopefully get 10 times more. You're not giving in order for you to receive. You have to give from a pure place. The other thing is when you're giving to someone, you have to recognize that you will receive back, but not necessarily from that person. it will come to you in other ways. And this works all the time. And the more you give, the more you receive. Again, what's important is where you're coming from. You cannot give with the intention of receiving. You have to give from a pure place. Again, the more you give, the more you receive. Now, some of you might be skeptical about this, but you have to trust me on it. First of all, doesn't it feel good to help others? Second of all, when you step outside of yourself, you'll start noticing that other people have it way worse than you. You know, I mean, everyone has something going on in their lives at some point, but you'll realize that there are people out there that need way more help than you do. And so if you're trying to manifest money into your life, go out there and give money to others. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, wait, I don't have money to give. I do not have money to give. Well, you don't have to give money, but if you have money, great. You can give in other ways. There's so many ways to give. You can obviously give money, and that could be to your favorite charity, to your friend, offering, donations. You know, you can donating food to the food bank, giving a wonderful gift to someone, just really going out of your way to help others. Just helping people in general. It can even be strangers. And what's amazing is that when you are at that level where you're stepping outside of yourself, wanting to help and make other people happy, you will notice that your vibrational frequency, which I'll be talking about shortly, will be elevated, and that will attract more into your life. And, you know, and it could be a simple thing. It could be shoveling your neighbor's driveway just because, or maybe, you know, giving a lift to your elderly neighbor who needs to go grocery shopping and taking them grocery shopping. It could be someone doing something nice for someone in your family. Strangers, again, you could be walking down the street and you notice that one of the parking meters has expired and you put in, you know, a couple of quarters to help the person. Completely anonymous. Just going out there and helping people from a pure place, stepping outside of yourself. And before I even continue with that, that also means giving to yourself from a pure place. Now, this sounds strange, I know, but the thing is this. Chances are, you know, if you are in any financial difficulty, I know some of you are, some of you aren't, but if you are, chances are you probably spent some money on yourself. And whether it's a massage or clothes or shoes or vacation or whatever it is. And what's interesting is what energy you put around that when you're shopping for yourself. You know, it's okay to give to yourself. Look, if you're going to be spending money on yourself anyway, make sure you give to yourself from a pure place. And what that means is when you're buying something, you're buying it wholeheartedly. You're not buying it from a place of, oh boy, I really shouldn't be buying this, but I'm going to do it anyway. That has that gives you a weird feeling inside. That's negative energy. You want to be able to buy and give yourself stuff from a pure place of deserving and loving yourself and being okay with spending that money. Again, that is a higher vibration state than feeling guilty or trying to, you know, explain yourself, you know, to others why you had to buy something. Oh, well, you know, they were on sale and no, you bought it because you deserve it and it's for you and you appreciate it and you love yourself and you come from a pure place when you buy for yourself. I see this all the time. All the time where, you know, people are buying things and I do this too. I found that I used to do this with myself too when I'd go spend something and it's like, well, I had to buy it because, you know, it was so cheap, so it's okay to buy it. No, it's okay to buy it, period, right? Because I'm buying it anyway, right? So if I'm buying it anyway, I might as well buy it from a pure high vibration state because it's important in order to manifest great things into your life. And so it's not only about, you know, the law of giving and receiving, giving to others, which is super important, by the way. I mean, I personally make an effort to give and give and give and go so over the top giving. I mean, in so many ways, and it's not always money. Often it's business help. You know, if I know something and I'm talking to a friend of mine and let's say she wants to do a webinar and I'm like the queen of webinars, you know, I sit down with her and I'll spend an hour, 2 hours and explain exactly how it works. I've done this countless, countless times and I've done it without expecting anything in return, And I've always received 10 times more in return in other ways. It's almost like, you know, you shouldn't be expecting it, but in the back of my mind, I kind of am in the way that I think to myself, it'll be interesting if something good comes my way, and then something always does. But I didn't do it in order to get something good to come my way. It's just because I know how the law of giving and receiving works, right? But again, you also have to give to yourself. Be good to yourself. If you're spending money anyway, instead of feeling guilty about it, feel good about it. Pat yourself on the back. You know what? I worked hard for this money. I deserve this. So that's important too. Again, that's elevating your vibration. And that is what the second part of this module is elevating your vibration around money, right? So all that stuff I was just talking about, you know, the law of giving and receiving, it's really all about vibration. Even money itself is energy. And you need to make sure you let it flow out and in, out and in, out and in. If all you're focusing is on receiving, it stops at you. And if there is no flow, there's no flow there. So it's important to have that going and coming in and going out. That's just the way it works. And so it's important to elevate your vibration, just period. You just need to elevate your vibration, which I'm going to explain a little bit more in a bit. But especially around money. Now, first of all, you might be asking yourself, okay, that sounds interesting, but how do I know if I am, you know, like at what level I am vibrating at, let's say? Like how do I know if I'm generating positive energy or if I'm generating negative energy? And that's important to know. See, for me, when I'm generating negative energy, I actually am aware of it. I am aware of it. This is how in tune I am with myself and my energy. Whereas maybe 10, 15 years ago, I didn't have a clue. It was just part of who I am and how I feel at the moment, and that's it. But I'm very conscious of it because I know that negative energy is not only bad for me, but it's not good for the people around me. It's not good for my staff. It's not good for my family. It's not good for anyone. And because remember, you know, negativity is contagious and very, very toxic, and you can bring other people's energy down. And that's the last thing I'm sure you want to do. So how do you know whether you're projecting high-level positive energy? Well, first of all, what you do, and it's such a simple exercise, really, really simple. I'm going to ask you to do it right now. If you can right now close your eyes, just close your eyes. And just take in a really nice deep breath in and breathe out. Just relax there in your chair, wherever you are right now. And just kind of empty your mind completely. Just relax and breathe. Now I'm going to ask you a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel? On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is I feel horrible, I feel sick, I'm depressed, down, stressed out, and 10 is I feel fantastic, I'm on top of the world, life is so great, I can't believe how lucky I am, I'm just so grateful for my life and everything in it. So on a scale of 1 to 10, give yourself a number right now. How do you feel in this very moment as you're listening to this module? You gave yourself a number. Now you can open your eyes. So now you have a number in your mind. Now, if you are, let's say, a two or a three right now, you might be tired, you might be stressed, sad, depressed. Obviously, you're generating negative energy. So we're going to shift that. If you're a seven, eight, nine, 10, you're generating positive energy. You're much higher on the scale. And that's super important. Do you see how simple it is? All you have to do is stop for a moment and close your eyes and say, what do I feel right now on a scale of 1 to 10? I can actually almost feel this negative energy inside my body. Not almost, I do. I do feel the negative energy in my body. And I know immediately I have to stop whatever I'm doing. And I usually, if I'm in a group, I need to step away from the group. And I have to either listen to a meditation, go for a nice long walk, breathe, like truly just relax and just completely release whatever is in my body at that moment. And then I come back and I continue working or whatever it was I was doing. And this is important for you to really get in tune with, to recognize when you're generating positive energy and when you're generating negative energy. Now, don't like freak out if you're, generating negative energy, because we all do at some point. Things happen in life, everyday life. The big point, the big thing here is to recognize when you are and know what to do in order to shift it. It's that simple. It's really that simple. You don't have to judge it and say, oh no, I'm generating negative energy. After all this work, I'm still generating negative energy. No, it happens. Everybody does. It's life. But as long as you're able to shift it, as long as you know how to shift it, then that's the great part. Then you just immediately shift it. And so that way you'll be back to generating positive energy, so positive, you can attract positive things into your life. So, by the way, this part here, Dr. David Hawkins wrote the book Power versus Source. And it is a phenomenal book. Well, it's a phenomenal book because there's great information in there. It might be a little bit dry for some people, but it is really interesting information. And in this book, he talks about a calibrated scale of consciousness. And what he did is he had the scale of 1 to 1,000, and he actually went out and tested, using muscle testing, people's consciousness to see what level they're at. And what he found was the 500 level. This is super important. 500 level. Anyone who was on the scale below 500, they were feeling things like shame, guilt, fear, anger. It's all negative feelings. And people who were above 500 on this calibrated scale of consciousness were feeling love and peace, joy, and gratitude. And so if you look at the two, below 500 is low energy, or I should say negative energy, and above 500 is positive energy. And what I love about this book is, like, it's so simple when you're really into the law of attraction and you understand energy and how it all works. This is so black and white. The bottom line is this: all you have to do is get yourself to a state of love, peace, joy, and gratitude, and you will be generating positive energy and attracting great things, people, and situations into your life. It's so simple. You just need to get to those states. You just need to get to those states and how to do it. And of course, doing the AM and PM activations for financial abundance is a great way to elevate your vibration to a super high level of the above 500 level. And so make sure you continue using that. Now, what are some of the things you can do to elevate your vibration to the above 500 level? Well, some of you already have the Unsinkable Bounce Back System. It's for people who are going through difficult times and want to bounce back from the things they're going through in their lives. And in there, there's a whole bunch of meditations helping you deal with certain areas of your life that we're going to be talking about. So if you do have it, make sure you do the whole Unsinkable Bounce Back System. That's super important because it will help you bounce back from anything and bounce back higher than ever. But it is phenomenal to help you elevate and keep your vibrational energy at a super high level. Okay, so what are some things you can do to elevate your vibration to the above 500 level? Well, first of all, you want to choose your friends carefully. Now, you may have heard me say this before, I remember when I was a little girl, my mom used to always say, "Tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are." So be really careful about the people you hang out with. Make sure you're hanging out with other positive-minded people. Hang out with other people who are super successful. You know, the people you hang out with, they say that the five main people you hang out with, that your salary or your income is the average of all five. So there'll be like two people making more than you and two people making less than you. And that's interesting because that means we really hang out with like-minded people. But if you're looking to elevate, if you're looking to elevate your finances, accelerate your finances, you want to hang around people that make a lot of money and are super successful. And so you need to make sure that you're hanging out with other people that, you know, have achieved what you want to achieve. You may be asking yourself, well, where do I find those people? Well, you might have to go outside of your circle to find those people. You might want to attend certain events that, you know, really cater to those kind of people. You know, there's, you know, joining community groups, meetup groups, and really go outside of your comfort zone to go out and meet new and different people. You know, it's tough, especially when you're always around the same people, and especially if it's family, and if you're finding that a lot of them are negative and a lot of them are, you know, having a lot of problems in their lives, and they're always complaining and always gossiping about others and all that kind of stuff. You need to get away from that because their negative energy is going to be, you know, just going all over you, you know, and it's really going to permeate you. And that negative energy is going to be bringing you down. And also, by the way, just make sure that you're not that negative person try bringing everyone else down in energy. So, you know, just you know, make sure that you're hanging out with people who elevate you. That's the bottom line. I like to call it the circle of light, having a group of people that elevate you, that support you, that pick you up when you fall down, and don't think your dreams are silly or ludicrous. They You know, encourage you in every way, shape, or form, and believe in you 100%. If you don't have that in your life right now, that's okay. You can find those people. You can. You need to take the time to figure out where would I find people like that. You know, just a few weeks ago, I actually had dinner with some friends that came into town, and they're from the US and they came for a conference. And I remember sitting there, I was with three friends. And I remember sitting there thinking, wow, I'm sitting with three millionaires. You know, 10 to 15 years ago, I wouldn't even have known one millionaire. But now I am making seven figures and I'm hanging out with other seven-figure people. And so it's phenomenal how who you hang around with says exactly who you are. And so if you want to become a millionaire or you want to be super successful, you need to hang out with super successful people. It's that simple. Go to wherever they are. And you want it to be around people who are, you know, usually if you're hanging around people that are successful, they're usually very positive. They do believe that dreams can come true. They do believe in taking risks. They do believe in going, stepping outside the box. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't be as successful as they are. All right, so definitely choose your friends carefully. Anytime I get a chance to use this cute dog picture, I do, okay? Forgive. Of course, you know, anytime you're holding any grudges against someone, whether it's what, you know, from the past, you know, an ex-spouse, your a boss, friends, parents, that's a big one. Whatever it is from your past, if you're holding any kind of resentment, it's time to work on you. And releasing that resentment because that's negative energy too. And if you're trying to manifest great things and especially manifest money, great money into your life, you need to again elevate your vibration. You're carrying around, it's like walking around like you have this ball and chain. And that ball and chain is, you know, this resentment that you're carrying around everywhere you go. And that ball and chain basically is your past. Right? You're holding resentment towards something over something that has happened. And it's time to let that go. And if you deep inside are thinking, there's no way I'm forgiving that person, no way. Well, just recognize that, you know, when you don't forgive someone, it really has nothing to do with that other person. Because often we think if we don't forgive, haha, I'm getting back at them because I'm not forgiving. You know, the other person couldn't care less. The only person you're hurting is yourself. So there's an old saying where it's not forgiving is like you drinking rat poison and expecting the rat to die. The rat's not dying. It's just scurrying around all over the place, having a good time in the garbage. And meanwhile, you're dying with this poison inside of you. And so this forgiveness is about you. Forgiveness is recognizing that there's a lot of negative energy around that. And forgiveness is also about letting go of the past. You know, the past, as I've mentioned in the, you know, in previous trainings, is something that doesn't exist. You do realize that the past doesn't exist. The only place the past exists is in your mind. You can't touch it, right? It happened way back when, but it's like, you know, World War I happened, World War II happened. If you weren't living in that time, does it feel real to you? Well, we know it happened. It's like reading a history book. World War I happened, World War II happened, Obama became the first black president, la la, all this, all that stuff, right? And so that's history. Well, the same thing goes for you. In your life, it's like reading a history book. That's all it is. You know, I was born and then my parents got divorced and then, or whatever it is, and I got married and then you cheated on me and then we broke up. It's in the past. The past doesn't exist. The only place it exists is in your mind, and that's it. The thing is that the sad part of is that it's in our mind and we relive it and experience it emotionally like it's still happening, and it's not. The only thing we have is the present. You've heard me say this before. The present is all we have. Even the future doesn't exist. Also in our minds. This moment right here is all we have. And so it's important to let go of the past, the negative past. It's important to forgive and let all that stuff go. Don't let anyone rent space in your mind. Don't let anyone rent space in your mind. This is your life. Letting go of the past, forgiving, is ultimate freedom within yourself. This is for you. And of course, my favorite has always come from a place of love. So even if you're finding that someone's not being nice to you, and you kind of feel your back going up and your blood pressure rising, you know, just start asking yourself this question. If I were coming from a place of love right now, how would I react? And then do that. If I were coming from a place of love right now, how would I react? Can you imagine if someone's being a jerk with you, quote unquote, and instead of like being sucked into it like we all do, actually coming from a place of love instead? It's really hard to escalate that situation when someone's coming from a place of love. When you're coming from a place of love, the other person brings their guard down and it's over. Right? So, you know, when you're coming from a place of love, you're also coming from a high vibration state. It's above 500, remember. So always come from a place of love. And remember this, hurt people hurt people. I'm going to repeat that. Hurt people hurt people. So often when somebody's trying to hurt you, it's because they've been hurt. And they may not be hurt because of you. They might have been hurt from something else or as a child or whatever it was. We don't know. We haven't lived in their shoes. The only shoes we know are our own shoes, right? So if you can always come from a place of love, that's just coming from a super high vibration state. And of course, have an attitude of gratitude. No matter what, no matter what's going on in your life, there's always a really big place for gratitude. And that means, hey, I'm alive. Can you imagine? You know, there are a lot of people that lose their lives every day. Hey, I have people that love me and that I love in my life. Hey, I have loose change in my pocket. Hey, I have money in my account. Or, hey, I have fresh, clean drinking water. You know, a huge part of this planet do not have fresh, clean drinking water. In fact, it's so bad that, children are dying in the thousands because of it. And people. And adults, not just children. And here we're just taking it for granted like this is normal. You have a roof over your head? Be grateful for that. There are lots of people who are homeless. You have your health? Well, be grateful for that because there are a lot of people. You just walk through a hospital and you'll know. I spent a lot of time in the hospital in 2011. I had three family members and a really close friend who were very sick. Two passed away, actually. An aunt and uncle passed away. My dad almost passed away. Many of you know that story. But he didn't, and he's great now, and he's back to 100%, 100% health. And my friend, Melinda, who actually wrote an excerpt in my unsinkable book, had breast cancer, and she survived. Yay. And she's doing great. But I spent so much time in hospitals that, I was exposed to that. That's just a different world. And so if you have your health, and when I say have your health, you might say, well, I have high blood pressure, or I have whatever, diabetes, or, yeah, that's not the greatest, but you know what? Go walk in a hospital, and then you'll be grateful for what you have. And so, just have an attitude of gratitude. I've done a lot of humanitarian work over time, over the years, and I've traveled through many developing countries where I've seen people without roofs over their heads. I've visited many orphanages with the most beautiful children with no parents, and believe me, the situations were not pretty. I've traveled through poor villages where they did not have fresh drinking water. In fact, we actually raised money for fresh water wells to be built in those villages. And so for me, it's not hard to have an attitude of gratitude. Even when I lost everything, I still had an attitude of gratitude. Because I know that, yeah, I'm going through a bad time, but I also have a lot of great things in my life. And just having gratitude is a very high vibration state as well. And then you can connect to your higher self. That's another way to elevate your vibration. What does that mean? There's so many ways to do that. I don't know what your religious beliefs are, but you can connect to source. Whether that's God for you, universe, Buddha, whatever is your God, the God of your understanding, and really connect because, and that you can do that through meditation, through prayer, through journaling. There's so many ways to connect to your higher self. When you do that, by the way, when you're connecting to your higher self, you're at such a high vibration state because you're clearing your mind. And you're allowing yourself to receive great advice and wisdom from a higher source. And so connecting to your higher self is great. And surrender to what is. I mean, when things are going bad in your life, whatever that is, right now we're talking about money, and I know some of you have financial difficulty right now, and you're looking to manifest money, and you will. It's right around the corner. In fact, it has arrived because you're doing this program. But surrender to what is basically letting go of all the negativity around any situation you are in right now. That means stop resisting it. Stop resisting what's going on. In other words, you should not be saying, this shouldn't be happening. I can't believe this is happening. This is wrong. It could be wrong. It could be all those things that you're saying, but the bottom line, it is happening. And you know what? It should be happening. And the reason it should be happening is because it is happening. Because if it shouldn't be happening, it wouldn't be happening. Right? So when you surrender, and I don't mean give up, I mean just surrendering and accepting things exactly the way they are and exactly the way they aren't. They just are. You just let it go. If you're $10,000 in debt, you're just $10,000 in debt. It's not good, it's not bad, it just is. And accept it. And what's amazing is as soon as you start accepting it and saying, you know what, it just is the way it is. That's my famous line. I shouldn't say famous. It's my favorite line. I say it all the time. Every time something's happening, it's like, okay, well, whatever. It is what it is. Let's just let it go and let's move on. In other words, I'm accepting it. It is. And let's move on. And once you accept it, then you're clearing your vibration again. You are clearing your mind. And once you're not fighting, you're not resisting what's going on. Because when you're resisting, that's all negative energy as well. And when you're in a resistance mode, it's hard to find solutions. It's hard to create great ideas and come up with great ideas that will change your situation because you're too busy fighting, right? So stop resisting and just accept it and say, well, okay, it is the way it is. Now let's move forward. And that's it. So surrender to what is. So now, you know, great financial wealth is waiting for you around the corner. You're in module 3. We're almost at the end of module 3 here. And we have 2 more modules to come. And I want to make sure that you realize that not only is great financial wealth waiting for you around the corner, in fact, it has arrived. This is it. The financial wealth that you've been waiting for or asking for is coming to you right now. It's not in the future, because if you're thinking about it in the future, it will always be in the future. And remember, all we have is now. And so it has arrived right now. And what we're doing here is allowing it to come to us. There are no barriers. We're knocking down all the barriers, all the negative energy. We're releasing all that stuff. We're shifting our mindset. We are like, it's like we are opening ourselves up completely to receive, to allow the money to come to us. So it has arrived. It has actually arrived. And so get ready to receive it. Get ready to receive it. Because all this work you're doing is opening yourself up to manifest money into your life. And so in this module, we have an exercise as well. We have 2 exercises. One of them is give to others generously. What I'd love you to do, and I hope you're open to this because this will really help you help you open up to receive money, but also it'll help you elevate your vibration and it'll help you feel good as well. And you'll make others feel good as well. So you're elevating their vibration, and just being around high vibration people really affects you as well. And so what I'm asking you to do is write down 10 things that you can do to help others. Be focused that every single day, and I try to do this every single day, where I do at least one really nice thing for someone, something that they would never expect. It could be as simple as just sending them a card or, helping someone with their groceries to their car, or putting money in a meter. Or it could be bigger stuff where you're, offering money to someone that you know is having financial difficulty, or giving to charity or volunteering somewhere, that kind of stuff. Like, just, I personally go out of my way to always do at least one thing. It feels so good when you surprise something with something nice, because there's so many people listen to the news, which, by the way, is all negative. I stay away from the news, and I recommend that you do too. I can assure you, if there's something that you really need to know that's important to your life right now, you will find out about it. Somebody will tell you, you'll be on the bus somewhere or you'll be at work and someone will mention it and you'll know. There's nothing in the news there that is going to help you in your life, period, whether it's financially or otherwise. It's all negative. And so we're so focused. So many people listen to the news that they feel like the world is a negative place. And so for you to come around and do something really nice to them, it elevates their spirits. You know, it really helps. Their spirit just feels so good in knowing that there are good people out there and you're elevating their vibration and yours at the same time. So write down 10 things that you can do. It could be shoveling your neighbor's driveway. It could be mowing their lawn. It could be anything, really. And then do it, just do it. I have a friend that for 30 straight days, every day she sent a card. She mailed out a card to someone saying how much she appreciates and loves them for being in her life. Can you imagine being one of those 30 people just getting a random card? It's not a birthday card. It's not a Christmas card. It's just just because card. How good that feels. And of course, exercise too. It's always the same exercise. Listen to the AM and PM activations for financial abundance. Again, that is a super fast way to elevate your vibration right now. It puts you in a state of love, peace, joy, and gratitude. And not only that, it opens you up to receive financial abundance into your life. And by now you've listened to them a few times, so you know how good they are. Again, you listen to the AM activation in the morning, you listen to the PM activation in the evening, and you always listen to them with headphones or earphones. And you always make sure you have the right speaker in your right ear and the left speaker in your left ear because of the binaural beats that are attached to this special activation to help put you in a deep meditative state and help elevate your vibration. And that is it for module number 3. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, those are the two things. One is the law of giving and receiving, and the second one is elevate your vibration. Probably didn't think about that when it comes to manifesting money, but that is a very big component that will really help you. You know, I would love to hear from you as well. If you have any stories of how you did give and all of a sudden something came into your life. And I just love hearing those stories. So let me know. And again, it's give to others generously and listen to the AM and PM activations. And I will see you on the next module. Make sure you do the exercises though. Thanks. Take care. Bye.